The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Saturday, August the 18th. We've got Tramore on the programme for you tonight with seven races, beginning at 4.20 and ending at 7.20. Of course, it's their third of 4 days of their August festival. So we do keep an eye on horses that have run well at the track before, maybe even that have run well early on at the meeting. Or more importantly, trainers that are in good form as well and shown that their horses are very much adaptable to this sharp right-handed track. The opening race, 4.20, quite an intriguing contest here. Tureen Katie arguably sets a standard, being rated 84. And having finished a creditable fourth in a Group 3 contest last time out at Leopardside, the Stanarara Stakes, when she just didn't quite get home having made the running. But I'm a big fan of this grasping at straws from the Michael Bourne Venny stable, a horse that I napped last time out, backed it at 10-1, into odds in around 3-1 in the morning. And to my horror, managed to finish out of the frame and finishing fourth. But that doesn't really tell the whole story because she never really handled the track. She still ran very immaturely and green throughout that contest. And it was only in the latter stages, once she got into a bit of daylight late on, that she took off inside the final couple of furlongs to finish and never near a fourth. It's a much better run on paper than it actually looks. And she also caught the eye first time out of a mile at Galway when she started quite encouragingly from the rear of the field. Now, on both runs, she's definitely shaped as though she wants further than at least a mile one. She's got a mile and a half here tonight. And although she's quite a big, substantial filly and the track probably won't suit her ideally, I think she wants a more galloping track. Certainly stamina will definitely come into play tonight. So grasping at straws, I do think it's a good value bet. Chucked up around about 4-1 top price this morning to floor the favourite there in the first. On to the 4.50 then. First of the very competitive 3-year-old contest here this evening. And Maze Runner is obviously going to be quite a popular choice. Having not got the best of runs through the other day at Galway in a race, which was very good on the numbers. But I quite like the chances here of Mocha Tamil from the Kevin Prendergast stable. Kevin, of course, introduced a lovely 2-year-old down in Leopardstown the other day, so the yard's in good nick. This horse hasn't won a race yet in 6 starts. He certainly deserves to be up towards the forefront of everyone's mind in a race of this nature, having finished third behind Dawn Hoofer in the Apprentice Derby at the Curragh back on the 29th of June. That race has worked out really well. We know the likes of the Dawn Hoofer has gone on to win since. Azuri ran well at the Galway Festival. And the Mouse Doctor, who was 6, has won subsequently as well at Leopardstown. So that form is absolutely rock solid. And I do like the way he kept on in the latter stages, despite never really threatening the winner. Mile and a half seems to suit him really well. And he's one of the most likely winners here. So Mocha Tamil is the choice there in the second. On to the 5.20, I was going to say the 2.50, the 5.20. Baliad sets a standard here, and he should be quite difficult to beat on all known form. That third, of course, Beyond Latrobe and Tornado Watch has been boosted not only by the winner, went on to win the Irish Derby, but Tornado Watch won here the other night on day one of the meeting. That Cypress Creek, who beat him down in Valley Robes, a decent tool, having finished fourth next time out in a listed race at Leopardstown. And even though he got outpaced the last day down in Bellistown, again, the front two are very useful individuals. He isn't particularly quick, this horse, so I'd imagine that Declan McDonald will want to try and make plenty of use of him this morning and push him into a early lead. It looks as though only really Akira Cass, who ran quite well down in Killarney the day, is the only logical danger. On to the 5.50 then, and this is where I do think bookmakers have dropped a little bit of a rick here. If you basically compare A Place Apart and his run the other day down in Sligo, and then match up two horses that ran early on in the card in the Claimer, Match My Fire and Sobriety, and there was around about a 10-length difference between the latter two mentioned on the final circuit to Gavin Cromwell's 4-year-old. Therefore, I do think Match My Fire at 8-1 top price this morning and Sobriety at 14-1 are definitely worth mentions. Match My Fire is yet to win a race, but he's definitely knocking at the door. He's been second now twice in his last 2 starts. Mile and a half seems to be fine. He was run up beyond Schoolboy Era a couple of runs ago at Ferry House, and he seems overpriced, like I say, around about the 8-1 mark. I definitely wouldn't leave Sobriety out of calculations. He just found that mile and a quarter around Sligo on the quick side. But the fact that he was 9-4 favourite and he went there off the back of a very easy win at Wolverhampton the time before, suggests to me that this horse has been totally overlooked in the market this morning. I make him one of the favourites here based on my speed figures. 14-1 is an absolute colossal price for Gavin Cromwell, 7-year-old. On to the 6-20 then. And Bruno's Bell is definitely one to consider here. Having finished second behind Great Trango, and arguably Grand in the end ended up being a little bit too soft for her. She'd been very impressive the time before at Leopardstown when she sighed the way through the field to win with plenty up her sleeve. Obviously, the new mark is the only slight stumbling block. She won off 59. She now races off 80. So therefore, I'd probably just pass her over in favour of Fierce Owl, who caught my eye with a very eye-catching run down in Garen the other night, not getting the clearest of runs in the latter stages. He probably would have gone a little bit closer had he got to a much smoother passage. I certainly always are very keen on Ewan Dawes runners at this track. It's one of his local venues. And this horse has dropped down to a very favourable mark, considering he won off 87 last year. It's not as if he's been out of form either. He's also third, 3 starts ago behind Mancusi and Hamley in a very competitive race at Leopardstown. He's got his ground again tonight, and this track should suit him because he's a strong traveller. So Fierce Owl is the choice there in the fifth race. On to the 6:50 then, the most eagle anticipated race on the card, the most wide open as well. Quite a few of these are coming in really good order. Tornado Watch, as mentioned the other day, won a 2-mile maiden in pretty decisive fashion for an amateur rider. Certainly just able to give the horse a hands and heels ride. And don't forget, this horse also finished second to Latrobe early on in the season at the Curra. So, you know, he's not a bad horse, this 9-year-old. And I do know the connections of Emmett Mullins' charge, and I think he's quite a useful type. But I've always been a massive fan of like an open book. And it was a bit of a disappointment the other day, having gone for a little bit of a touch on her at Ballinrobe, to find the meeting was called off, of course, for the unsuitable ground. But she does like decent ground, which she's going to get here tonight. And she comes in really good order. First of all, she was an unlucky fifth at Galway beyond Rivetta, who boosted her form with a win later on in the week with a win on the flat. Had she not got hampered at the first, I think she would have gone very close that day. And she's also a win on the flat on her latest run on the level when she won quite tidily at Roscommon. I think she's much better horse than the 68 rated signifies. And even though she's up against quite a few, as I mentioned, her in Good Nick Night, Tornado Watch and Away with the West, A Small Bit of Bluff, etc., etc., I do think she's overpriced here this morning, top price 901 with William Hill. On to the final race then, and we've got a real head-scratcher here for punters, because we've got the Mullins and Gordon Elliott's Axis both locking horns here, with two horses who come here under similar profiles. Hey Little Boy was fifth at the Galway Festival on a Black Key in a very competitive handicap, having won well the time before, and has got a very attractive mark of 60, but none more so than right down the middle, who Gordon Elliott has obviously got right. They backed it as if defeat was out of the question the other day. 2-1 it to 4-6 at Perth in the first time cheek pieces, and he absolutely sauntered up. He was always travelling well. You could see that Gordon had got this horse in a good place. Now, he's got the blinkers on for the first time today, which is a little bit of a change around in headgear, but clearly this horse is in great nick at the moment for a 10-year-old, and off a mark of just 55, those odds of 7-2 top price this morning seem very attractive to me anyway, for a horse who clearly is in a really good place at the moment. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. I hope you can join me again tomorrow when we've got the fourth and final day of Tremor's August Festival for you, with a jump race programme beginning at 2:10. So until tomorrow, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.